Seth Shema, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, Kavod Parshas Yisro. So, to this Shabbos, tonight, right, the Lel Shabbos, and Shabbos itself is the yahrzeit of Reb Leib Le'Eger, Reb Yehuda Leib Eger. We know him, many people know him as the grandson of Reb Akiba Eger and the son of Reb Shlomo Eger. Reb Leib Le'Eger, Talmud of the Kutzker, his yahrzeit also tonight, and then became later the Talmud of the Mei Shiluach, and ultimately succeeded the Mei Shiluach, and also his best friends with Rav Tzadok Cohen Mublin. He's also, he learned under the Chiddush Arim. Reb Leib Le'Eger, mamish, for me personally, he's mamish one of my rebbeim. I get so much chizik from his svarim, from Tyrus MS, from Imre MS. It's mamish full of Ahavas Yisrael, full of Kiddusha. So it's mamish such a schus that is yahrzeit. So b'schus the yahrzeit of Leib Le'Eger, and let's learn a Torah from Leib Le'Eger. Let's learn an idea, and then we'll connect it to a Torah from Leib Le'Eger of Siyat Lishmai. So it goes like this: that in the parsha in Yisro, right before we get to Matan Torah and Parakid Tes, so the Baal Turim says a beautiful remez. Pasuk says in Yud Tes Dalid, Atem Re'isem Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim Ve'esa Eschem Al Kanfi Nisharim, I lift you up on the wings of eagles, Ve'avi Eschem Elai, and I brought you to me. So listen to the Baal Turim on the words Ve'avi Eschem Elai. He says like this: Ma Isha Niknes Bekesef U'Vishtar Obia Af Yisrael Kin. Just as the Gemara in Kedushin says that a woman's konan three ways, right, with kesef, shtar, and bia, said to so too is Klal Yisrael acquired to Hashem in these three ways. The kesef zu bizas Mitzrayim. With kesef, that was all the spoils and all the booty that we took from Mitzrayim. Bishtar zu atorah shnemar Torah tzivlanu Moshe morasha atikri morasha elam orasa. So the Torah itself is the shtar, is the document, and it says bivia. He says Vavia, the word says Vavi, he says Vavi is Bigmatria Bia. Also Vavi itself is Lashon of Bia. He says, so Vavi, here Man Torah, that's the Bia. So we see again, Kesef Shtar Bia, Kesef is the Bia Zraim, Shtar is the Torah itself is a Shtar, and Bia, when it says Vavi Eschem Elai, the Baal Turim says Vavi is Gmatria Bia. So that Hashem acquired us in these three ways. He made a full Kiddushin on us, right? He made a full marriage with us. So, but Dafka here in Yisro, we see it's Dafka with Bia. At Matan Torah, it's with Bia. So why? So because we know at Matan Torah, the Gemara in Shabbos in Peiches says that Kuliyam Modu, that B'Shabbos in Torah Yisrael, that everyone across the board agrees that on Shabbos Kodesh was when Matan Torah was. Whether it was on Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan, that's Machlokes. But everyone agrees that what on Shabbos the Torah was given. So why on Shabbos? Why Dafka did it have to be on Shabbos? And what does Shabbos have to do with this Indian of Kiddushin? And Dafka with Bia is because if you look in Davening, we say this every week. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael. That's like the psicha into Shabbos. Say Lel Shabbos right before we go into Shemar Esrei. Right, we say it in Davening on Shabbos day. So if you look in any of the Sfarim, Dafka from the Ari Hakadosh has a beautiful remez. He says that what when we say Vishamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos. So if you take the Rashi Tevos of B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, is B'nei is Beis, Yisrael is Yud, Es is Aleph, and Hey, and HaShabbos is Hey, that spells straight, it spells Bia. Now what is that? It's when we're going into a state of Bia with Hashem, we're going to Yichud with Hashem. So it doesn't stop there, because we continue to say, V'sham B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, Lasos Es HaShabbos, Torosam Bris Olam, then the next word, B'ni Uvein, B'nei Yisrael Os Hi. So Rosh Tevos of B'nai Yisrael O.C. also is straight up Beis, Yud, Aleph, and Hey. Spells again Bia. Why? Because this Indian of Bia is the whole sort of Shabbos. That on Shabbos you go into Yichud with Hashem. We go into a state of Bia with Hashem like we had here at Matan Torah. That the whole Indian of Bia in a marriage is... the whole Indian here is that we have a Bia with Hashem. We have a marriage with Hashem. But the whole Indian of Bia is really, you can say, it's an Indian of Kedushas of Bris. Right, Dafka by Shabbos, you see, Shabbos itself is a wedding itself. Why? We know what, how do we say? Licha dodi lekras kala pnei Shabbos nekabla. Bowie chala, Shabbos maksa. That's called Shabbos kala, Shabbos maksa. Right, that Shabbos itself is bowie chala, it's the queen. Right? I believe it's a medrash, I saw this in the Nesiva Shalom, he says that when Klal Yisrael came into, no, sorry, not when Klal Yisrael came into, when Hashem created the world, right? So every day had a pair. So Sunday, Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni were together. Yom Shlishi and Yom Revi were together. And then Yom Chamishi and Yom Shishi were together. So the question was, so Shabbos said, hold on a second, I'm all alone. What's the deal? So Hashem said, no. Shabbos, your mate, you all know who your mate is? Your partner is Yisrael. So itself, on Shabbos Kodesh, we mamash have a yichud with Shabbos. And that's the yichud kutchabrich l'shchinte with Hashem. It's mamash of marriage. Now the whole idea of this bia is the idea of shmiras habris. Shmiras hakedusha. Right? To be faithful to this inyan of the marriage that we have with Hashem. Right? So if you look at the next pasuk, right? First says, Akmed Sharav Avi Eschem Elai. Then pasuk he says, Vata im shamoa tishmu bikoli ushmartem es brisi v'yisem li segula mikol amim. Right? So it says, right, if you hear what I'm saying, listen to my voice, and you guard my bris, and then you're going to be, basically, Sugul Mikalam, you're going to be a treasured nation, right? So listen to the beautiful Ramazan that we have here. So first says, Ushmartem as brisi. The Afghan, we see the word bris, I'm saying as shmir as a bris, you have to guard the bris, right? And then, listen to the beautiful Ramaz Baal Turim. On the next four words, it says, V'yisem li segula mikola amim. So he says, if you take the Safi Tevos of V'yisem, Li, Segula, Mikol, V'yisem is Mem, Li is Yud, Segula is Hey, Mikol is Lamed, that spells the word Mila. Dafka, with this Indian of being an Am Segula, right? Being the most precious and most treasured nation comes through what? Through Mila. Through Kedusha Sabris. Through Kedusha Sabia. Through being Mekadesh, this marriage that we're in. Right, you look today that everyone across the board is always looking for different segulas. You know what I mean? You could have a person mamish who has like the fanciest cars in the world and the fanciest house in the world, but what does he have? Oh, but his license plate is Ferrari. It's a chamsa. Oh, so there, that's my segula. Right, everyone's always chasing segulas. Like, are you Shomer Shabbos? No. But I say Parch Saman every day. Okay, are you Shomer Bris? No. But I say Shir Shirim. I say Shir Shirim every day. Everyone's looking for segulas. But the Iker segula here is what? When it says the word segula in the Torah, is V'yisem li segula mikolamim, it's Mila. It's Dafka Rem as to what Kedusha's a bris. And Dafka, if you look at Rashi on Ushmartem as Brisi, look at Rashi as Ushmartem as Brisi, She'achrus imchem al shmiras ha-Torah. That I made a bris with you, on what? That you're going to keep the Torah. Dafka, it's Torah and Mila. It's through being mekadesh yourselves with Mila, and through keeping Torah, and learning Torah, and being mixdabik to the derech of living b'derech Torah. So people want to know what the school is. The school is, Hashem tells you what the school is right here. It's Mila, and it's the Torah here. Right? It's to be faithful to this wedding that we're in, and to be faithful to this marriage. So now that we gave this, it's all b'derech hakdama, all leading up to Rav Leib Lager. So I've heard from Rabbi Rav Weinberger, he says that mamish, almost every piece in Torah Emes and Imre Emes, which is the two Sfarim by Rabbi Leibla, almost every piece is about Shmir Sabris and Shabbos Kodesh. So it's in this Torah, in Imre Emes, it's from the year Tuf Reish Mem Hei, and it's at, this is the Torah that Rabbi Leibla said at Suda Shlishis, Shal Shinis. So here we go, Schus Rabbi Leibla. It says, Isav Medrash Rabba Pars B'Shalach. Amr Rabbi Levi, Im Misham Yisrael Shabbos Karoi, Afilu Yom Echad Ben David Ba. It says if Klai Yisrael were to keep Shabbos properly how it's supposed to be, then Ben David would come. Mashiach Ben David would come. Lama, why? Shu Shkula Kneged Kol Mitzvos. Why? Because Torah is connected to all the mitzvos. It's equal to all the mitzvos. Hayom Bekol Tishmo. Ukashem Shematzinu Sha'al Kol HaMitzvos Ben David Bo. Ashmiras Yom Echad Shal Shabbos Ben David Bo. Lefisha Shabbos Shkula Kneged Kol HaMitzvos. That just as Ben David is going to come when we keep all the mitzvos, so too, since Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvos, therefore through keeping Shabbos properly, that's Mesugal for Ben David to come. Yesh Lomar Ki Kozen Nirmaz V'Pasuk Vata Im Shemoa Tishmo Bikali. Our pasuk that we just had here. It says, Milas Vata, Romeins ala Adam, Hamisor Belibo Lasos Tshuva. It says, the word Vata, Ayin Taf Hey, is a remez to a person who is Misor himself to do Tshuva. Ulukaba alav, Meata Omach Lishmaim. And to now be Mikaba upon himself, Omach Lishmaim, Ulusakin Komasav, and fix all his ways. Amnam, the question is, Bama Yizke Adam es Archo, Lisakin Teichef Akol. How can a person fix his ways so fast? And all of a sudden, in one day, to all of a sudden start keeping the whole Torah. How is it possible? Asher yadua ki harbe mitzvos tliyim bizman uvmakov mikra shevoli day v'kayimam. Right, there's certain mitzvos you can't do today, certain mitzvos you can do tomorrow that you can't do tomorrow. How could you all do it in 1 second to make such a big turnaround? Lazos, or label says lazos ramza lano atorah hakadosha ki yom echad l'Hashem asher bo nuchal asakin kol. That there's one day. That all you need is one day that you can mamish fix it all. Ki mekayim kol Torah kulu pamachas, to do the whole Torah in one moment. V'zeh, when the pasuk says im shamo atishmo bikoli rashi tevos osios shabbos, that shamo atishmau bikoli shamo, the first letter is shin, tishmo is tough, bikoli is bez, rashi tevos is shabbos. Ukshin kabel al atzmenu shmir shabbos echad beemes uvelev shalom. When we makabel upon ourselves shmir shabbos echad, one shabbos beemes in truth and with a full heart, hareza mamish kiyam kol haTorah v'mitzvos. This is the whole inyan of being mekayim all the Torah and all the mitzvos. Ki hu shakol kinei kol mitzvos. Why? Because shabbos itself is equal to all the mitzvos. And then how does the pasuk end? Ushmartem esprisi vayisem li la'am segula. Right. So again, we said before, Shmartim is Brisi is the Bris, and Yisem Li Am Segula Wasaf Tevos Mila. Ki Shmira Shabbos Ushmira Sabris are two things, Shmira Shabbos and Shmira Sabris, Divukim Vachuzim Zebazeh, Vayula Chadim Ki Echad Mamish. He says that what? That Kedusha Sabris and Kedusha Shabbos is Mamish one and the same. That they're totally one together. Right? Ki kedusha sabris hu akol al kol nefesh adam bechora machi varavush sagidav. He says because kedusha sabris is kol the whole person. Hu kmokin kedusha shabbos kol kora mach mitzvos asay v'asha sam mitzvos los asay. And so too shabbos kol all mitzvos. Ukdeisa bezor hakadosh. In this week's parsha on daf tzadik beis amud aleph, zachor raz de bris kedusha. When it says zachor, that's the sort of the bris. Uvegin de b'hai bris kaimin kol mekuri de shayfe gufa. Kegavna da Shabbos kol deraisa. He says, just as the bris is kol everything, so too is Shabbos kol everything. The Zohar says, v'zehu v'ata im shamoa tishmo bikoli rosh tevo Shabbos. That's why it's rosh tevo Shabbos. Dahainu shenakabel atzmenu kedushas haShabbos shu kol deraisa kula. That when we accept upon ourselves the kedushas haShabbos, which is the whole Torah itself. Ushmartem esprisi, haynu kedushas habris, and we commit ourselves to kedushas habris, v'da v'da achas hu, and they're one thing. Kedushas habris, kedushas shabbos is one thing. Harei bazan the kabbalinu ol torah ol malchus shemayim. Then through shabbos and kedushas habris, we're going to be able to be kabbal ol torah and ol malchus shemayim. Ay dezeh, and that's why the pasuk ends. V'atem tiyu li mamlechas, haynu sheis galalinu midas hamachus. That it's going to be revealed the midah of machus. Who's the midah of machus? That who's that? Ben David Bo. Uva osa shah vaisa lasham lucha. And when we're kayim, Shabbos and Mila, that's the greatest skula for Ben David to come. That's the greatest skula for Mashiach to come. But again, like the label is saying now, Mamash from our pasuk we have, it's this inyan of what? Of Kedushas Habris and Kedushas Shabbos. That again brings us to this inyan that Hashem took us here with what? Kesef Shtar and Bia. So in essence, we're married to Hashem. So now when the fact that we're married shows you have to have Kedushas Abayis. You have to have Shalom Bayis. So that's why Shabbos plus Mila is Gematria Shalom Bayis. That the biggest school that we could have, not just by Hashem, but in our own Shalom Bayis, is that a person wants to know, how do I have Shalom Bayis? It's how Shabbos in my house. And how's Kedushas Habris in my house? So when we mechazik, and when we work on these inyanim of Kedushas Habris, and these inyanim of Kedushas Shabbos, we make Shabbos givadik, that when Shabbos comes, it's mamish only Shabbos. That Shabbos comes, I talk about Hashem, I talk about Torah, I make Shabbos givadik. So that's the biggest way to have this inyan of Shalom Bayis. With our wives itself, with our family itself, but also with our own Shalom Bayis with Hashem, our relationship with Hashem, how close we are with Hashem. And you know, as we approach the days of Purim also, this is one of the inyanim of Amalek. It says about Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech. Asher Karcha Baderech, Sfarim say, Karcha is Lashon of Keri, right? Which is the inyan of Tumas Keri. That Amalek tries to make us fall in these inyanim of Keri. Like my Rebbe of Rubenstein says, is that the whole Indian of Haman Achashverosh is they made a gezeira to take away Esther from Mordechai. To what? To break up Shalom Bayis. So the Indian now, when Purim's coming upon us, is to take these words of Leibla and the words of the Baal Turim and the words of Torah itself to heart, to realize what? That these Indian of Shabbos, Indian of Bris, to Mekadish them, to Mechazik them, and b'schus that, we should be Zocha to that day of the day of Ben David Bo, Siyat HaShemayah, with the Gula Shlema, and that day finally of Yom Shkulo Shabbos, U'menucha L'chayelamim, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.